Eric Wood is with us live this morning on WBEN. He'll be on the call Sunday with Chris Brown on WGR when the Bills visit the Colts. Eric is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Eric, what are you expecting Sunday? Because to me, it seems all we're hearing about is the Chiefs game next week. Is there a kind of a danger in looking beyond this week? Is it hard for players to stay focused?
Yeah, I think it's harder for media and fans to stay focused than it is for the players, because you're so consumed with the game plan and getting ready for an opponent, especially an opponent in Indianapolis that you're not super familiar with, an opponent that you don't face quite as often as other teams in your conference. And for the Bills and the Colts, they haven't been finishing in the same position in the division to play on a year-to-year basis. I don't believe we've played them since 2021. And so I think it'd be harder for us on the outside looking in than them to, you know, stay focused for this Colts game this week.
Yeah, on the Colts, what do you make of that team? Because every time I look at them, I feel like I either come away with being like, yeah, you know, that they're a pretty good team, or, man, they stink. And there's like not a lot of in-between with them. They've got the quarterback back and forth that I guess is now settled. What should we be making of Indianapolis?
Yeah, Brian, I mean, you said it with the quarterback play. It's the inconsistency at the quarterback position has had them on a roller coaster ride this season. They got a great defense, especially up front, some quality players throughout their defense. And then offensively, there's some weapons there. They've dealt with injuries to their offensive line, and then the inconsistency at the quarterback play makes them unpredictable on a week-to-week basis, where they sit here at 4-5, they dropped their last two, and they got crushed by Minnesota last week. And so it's tough to tell, like, who exactly is going to show up on a week-to-week basis from them. Now, they understand that, you know, at 4-5, they're at that point of the season where they really cannot get on a bad run here, or else you're going to be playing meaningless games here before long.
You know, the Bills brought back defensive tackles Quentin Jefferson and Jordan Phillips this week. I mean, two pretty big guys here. Will this help them against the run? I'm talking about that because of Jonathan Taylor with the Colts. I mean, he's got to be one of the best running backs in the league, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and he's still, at this point of his career, averaging over 80 yards a game on the ground. So, really productive player, and you know, I think he's hurt a little bit this year by his offensive line, you know, especially as of late where they've been dinged up. And so, you know, I think at this point of the season, when you look at, you know, where the Bills have fallen short at times, it can happen against the run. And so you bring in a couple veteran defensive tackles, guys that are bigger in stature and bolster that defensive line for this, you know, last half of the season.
The Keon Coleman injury, still kind of a question mark as to what his availability is going to be this week and maybe even beyond this week. They're kind of keeping tight-lipped over there. But how do you see that impacting what the Bills can do on offense?
Yeah, I mean, if he's out, and then we don't know Amari Cooper's availability, so they may have to lean into different personnel groupings. Last week we saw them run more 12 personnel with the two tight ends, 13 personnel. Quentin Morris, their third tight end, caught a touchdown in the game last week. You can also rely on some more production from the running backs. Ray Davis had a nice run after the catch last week on his 60-plus yard touchdown. So they may have to rely on, you know, some players outside of the receiving core if you're, you know, two of your top targets are going to be out for this one. But Khalil Shakir is playing at a high level, and then, you know, I think all the hope is that at some point Curtis Samuel can get going.
Yeah. Does it make it easier for the Bills on that part? You know, Coleman's played well over the past few weeks, but, you know, I still think last week, was it only one catch? Like, it's still, they're still spreading the ball around. They're not reliant on one guy to catch the ball. It's got to make it easier to take at least some of these hits. You don't want too many.
Yeah, that's a great point because, you know, Amari Cooper against Seattle only has one catch. Coleman only has one catch last week, and they had really good point production in both of those games and a nice offensive day. And so, yeah, the ability to now rely on one player makes them more susceptible to injury. But anytime you're pulling, you know, quality guys like Cooper or Coleman, whenever those guys aren't on the field, it can affect a variety of things because those guys are, you know, deep threats at time, which helps out the run game. They're guys that you can rely on third down. So you obviously want them out there, but that was a great point in that when you are spreading the ball around, you're not as susceptible to being crushed by a single injury.
The trade deadline, Eric, has come and gone. Were you surprised at all that the Bills were not active on that?
Well, just because they didn't make the headlines and didn't make a trade doesn't mean they weren't active. But, you know, I'm assuming the price tags were too high for the Bills. And, you know, I'm assuming that Brandon Bean and his team were on the phones looking at potential upgrades to the roster. And, you know, I'm pretty confident in that. But I also, where I maybe wasn't surprised is in that, you know, I don't think for – there's not much that the Bills would be willing to mortgage future success in this long-term plan that they've built. And so, assuming that the price tags were too high, the Bills stay put.
Well, certainly the team's not looking ahead, but you know we love to, Eric. And Colts, all right, it's going to be a good matchup here on Sunday, but then you've got Chiefs, Niners, Rams, Lions, and it just seems like we're gonna hit like a 5-week stretch. You got a month where things get really serious here, and you're gonna see just how much of a contender you are.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And two of the better teams that the Bills have played this year, they lost to, so those will be great litmus tests for this team. And you know, next week in Orchard Park, certainly going to be a fun one. Obviously, there's a ton of history over these last, you know, four-ish years, Bills and Chiefs. So that matchup, whether regular season or playoffs, has always had a ton of build-up to it.
All right, we'll see what happens. We'll be listening to you and Chris Brown. Eric, thanks so much for being with us this morning.